Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up to the show that never ends, never ceases to amaze, never stops bringing you brand new, exciting, crazy indie music. The Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit, brought to you by Radio St. Pete and me, Mao, for you, the listener. So, momentous occasion, big show 5-0. That's right. Our 50th show here on Radio St. Pete. Can you believe it? I can't. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Well, what are we going to talk about tonight? I went to the pinball competition tournament last weekend. Interesting event. I didn't make the finals, which was sad. But I did play pretty. I played pretty well. I will say, I think to be very good, you know, for the finals, I've made the finals before. I think the people that make the finals all the time are the ones that are very obsessive about it because they know every little thing about every table in the whole entire universe. I'm just not that way about life. And that keeps me out of competitions for the most part because to be a competition person, you have to be insane. About that one thing, like you have to be so obsessive, you like know all that stuff. And no matter how hard I try, I really can't be that person. I'm okay. It's okay. It's all right. You know, what happened was there was five brackets, and for each bracket, they your ranking determined who you were playing against. You know. So sometimes I was playing in lower brackets, and I would win. Like a great deal of points, and then that would shoot me up to the high brackets, and then I wouldn't do so well, and it would shoot me. So like, the reality of it is, I'm like upper middle, do you know what I mean? Or lower high, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was a fun time. I did an exclusive interview with the guys who run the Pinball Asylum because they are a 501c. And they have a sister project that is very interesting. So I'm going to drop that footage in probably the second segment. So you'll hear all about what they're about in some ways that you know, the consumer or you, the listener, can help out. Because it is a very cool cause and it's a very cool place. I really kind of, I wish they were closer. I know I would hang out there and help out there a lot more. I am a fairly charitable guy. For something like that. Alright, well enough of my blathering on. Big show 5-0, right? Exciting news for everyone. Everyone's like, wow, I was there when it turned 50. So here is some music to celebrate said turning of 50.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Hi, the Insanitizers are driving our barbarous DeVille. Listening to the Indie Circuit on Radio St. Pete.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
right, that was the Insanitizers with Five Pickups, Relentless Squid, Dance Like a Robot, alternate version, Undertow Duo Guitar Perk, and Waterboard Surfing. Really dig those cats. All right, without further ado, let's go into the raw footage. I didn't really edit this down, so please forgive the ums and the errs. This was from last weekend's pinball tournament. This was the Pinball Asylum, and them talking about all the awesome stuff they're doing for your family, your friends, your neighbors, and you. So, dig it.
We all ready? Okay. All right, this is Mao. I have just completed a tournament here at the exciting Pinball Asylum. Who's with me right here? Who's running the show?
I'm Dan Spoller. I'm the tournament director today.
Okay. I'm David D.
David D. And?
And I'm Matt Barlow.
Matt Barlow. Okay, tell us a little bit about the Pinball Asylum. What is your mission statement? What are you setting out to do? Because I know you're a 501c, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what are we doing?
We're a nonprofit. The idea behind it is to have a place where people can play pinball, hang out, raise money for charity. We raise money primarily for our sister charity, which is called Project Pinball. Dan can tell you about that.
Okay, Project Pinball. That's the big one that we've been hearing a lot about. What's the goal of Project Pinball?
Well, thank you for saying that. We appreciate that. Project Pinball, what it does, it's real simple. We put pinball machines in the children's hospital across the United States.
That's incredible. That is just so incredible. You know, you're getting it out to spreading some joy where it needs to be spread, right?
Oh, without a doubt. The kids love it. The parents have a chance to play with their kids that could use a little bit of joy in their life, especially if they're in the children's hospital.
Oh, definitely. Perfect. So how could somebody help Project Pinball? What's the easiest way or the best way for them to maybe pitch in, give you a little bit of extra money, keep this going, spread the word?
Well, they could find us out on projectpinball.org. That's our main site, but if they're on Facebook, they could find us out there also. Just keyword search Project Pinball Facebook, and it'll bring it right up. And we try to give information out there so people could understand what the charity is about and what we're doing at the time and what our plans are for the future.
See, that's awesome. That's really good.
Well, you have some really cool fundraising things you might want to talk about a little bit. I mean, they can go to Facebook and hear about this stuff, but basically, what we do, or what Dan does primarily, is do what we call sweepstakes. So you put in, what is it, usually 50 bucks?
Well, 75 right now. We're what Dave's referring to is we're doing the sweepstakes where there's 20 entries. For $75, you could actually win a limited edition Walking Dead, which is an $8,000 machine. And for $75, this machine will be shipped to your door, new in box, right to your door for $75. You can't beat it.
And as somebody that's played that machine, that's quite a bargain because that is incredibly slick. It's the newest, the greatest, all that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, that's an easy way to go.
The idea of the sweepstakes is when we're done with one round of sweepstakes, we've got enough money to award a machine to a winner, and then one additional machine we can buy for the children.
That's a great point. Yeah,
so it's win-win. You yeah. win, and you're also helping out for one of the greatest causes known to mankind.
Yep. The money from, like Dave was saying, it allows us to put another machine into a hospital setting. So, like you just said, we give one away so we could receive one as well.
And just think of how many lives that touches. One machine in a place of a kid's hospital, you're touching thousands and thousands of lives, so much entertainment, and you know, parents grew up loving pinball like we all have, so they're passing it on to a new generation. Hopefully they come out happy, healthy, and a new love for pinball. So you got that going, and what is the Pinball Asylum is just a kind of a, now I've been involved in three tournaments already. I haven't made it to the finals only but once, so I think I gotta practice a little bit more. But you know, it's a very fun thing. Does all that go for charity as well, or is that to kind of keep machines going, keep the word spread?
Well, the idea behind the Pinball Asylum originally was a bunch of friends got together. We wanted a place to set up some machines, work on machines. But what happened was is we got hooked up with the IFPA, and we decided we'll do tournaments. And those tournaments that we're having, like the one today, some of that money goes toward Project Pinball, and the rest of the money goes to keeping this thing alive.
Keeping everything. Now, I see there's a silent partner over here that's getting reluctantly drug into the conversation. Tell us about what is the IBA?
IFBA.
What is that?
Well, he is the silent partner. He is the silent partner, but we couldn't do without Matt. I mean, this place would not exist without Matt.
Are you the main carpenter here, or what do you do that keeps this place running?
I just help out wherever help needs. So if a machine needs to be fixed, I'll fix it. If whatever needs to be done, we all help out together.
And that's where I think the 501Cs are. They thrive by having a community that love them, support them, always giving whatever they need. Is there anything else that could be given money-wise, charities, anything like that?
If you guys, anybody wants to play pinball or they're interested in participating in tournaments, they can go to pinballasylum.com. They can go to our site and register. And we have events, usually four major events a year. And people can play in the tournaments or just come here and hang out
and have fun
and play 50, 60 different pinball machines from the early 70s to the most current machine that came out in 2015.
Yeah, the range that you have here is unheralded. It's amazing to see some of these games I've never even heard of, and I'm fairly active in the community where I look at the artwork. I love playing them. I better go home and practice up a little bit because I sure would like to make it to the finals one of these times again. I miss it. But, yeah, that's okay. Any last words before we go?
Additionally, you can see Project Pinball at the Ape Show in Fort Lauderdale next month. Cool. They have a booth there.
Okay. It's February 20th, 2015.
Right.
No, 20. Yeah, 2015. That's
over
2015.
Fort Lauderdale.
Cool.
It's a wonderful show, whether you're a tournament player or just new to the whole environment.
And if you're just coming down to watch and hang out, we'd advise maybe you bring some chips and some soda. You know, help feed the crew here at the asylum. The inmates like to be fed, otherwise it gets a little rowdy around here. All right, well, thanks for your time, everyone. And
make sure
you're getting out and supporting the Pinball Asylum, and go to Project Pinball, and let's get some of these things funded and into the hospitals where they need to be.
Thank you, Martin. We appreciate all your help with this.
Onward and upward. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right, so I hope that touched you deeply in your heart, you know? Putting pinball machines in children's hospitals doesn't get much nicer than that, does it? No, it doesn't. Boy, I will tell you this, though, and this isn't, I'm not using it as an excuse, but I was still fighting that cold, and it kind of relapsed on Friday night. I woke up, I only had like 5 hours of sleep or something like that, you know, before the tournament, and I had a 2-hour drive to get there, and I wasn't sure if I was going to the hospital or if I was going to that tournament. But I made it, and you just chomp on painkillers all day and Theraflu and whatever else you can manage to keep down. All right, let's go to some tunes. This will be a short music break because I'm almost through this segment. Okay, be right back.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah! I want you.
パンクストライク Call me パンスト男には負けねえ差別社会 Fucking カースト母の優しい瞳と父の背中を見て育ちいつか世界を変えたいいつか変えてやるんだ
Fight hostile tribes, battle deadly beasts, and try to survive the violent forces of a newly born Earth. He is the warrior known as Yor. His medallion holds the key to his destiny. His courage makes him master of a world in chaos. His enemy uses the weapons of tomorrow to enslave a primitive planet. But his passion for freedom will set his people free. You're the hunter from the future.
Hey, what's with you?
You really want to know?
Of course I do. What kind of a father wouldn't care about a pig wearing a hat?
All right, just before the break, I played for you a four-shot of Reno Tatsu Tokyo. So dig it. You know, I was going to put in, I was like, boy, I don't have really much time. I should play some music that's really, you know, short and fast. And then I started thinking of the Fish Sticks. And if you don't know, I have their one of their CDs. It's 33 songs, and the CD is 17 minutes long. And that's, I think I'm going to give you a little bit of that right now. What do you think? Yeah, why not?
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Some Aboriginal tribes hold. It's the concept that a photo might steal a part of your soul. I mean, what are your thoughts on that if someone gets his picture taken for a living?
Well, I guess I would have to answer your question with another question. How many Aboriginals do you see modeling?
That's right. That was a lot of songs, and they were all very short. And I had to go through them all to make sure they didn't have cursing in them, so one of them didn't make the cut. Yeesh. Okay, that is a band called the Fish Sticks. Been with me for a very long time. I used to play them a lot on our old public access television show. I played for you the Fish Sticks theme. Then I played Pop Song, Burrito, Down With School, Drunk on Sunday, Moped, and Flamethrower. And yes, there's still plenty of time for another music break in this segment. Can you dig it? Well, that's okay. I really dig those guys. They're very funny. I remember the first time I played that CD, I was like, what? You know, like, and that's kind of like what I love about independent music. a lot of times it's just kind of like, what? And then you kind of dig it. You listen to it a couple more times and you start to understand their vibe or their groove. Very funny cats. Hey, boy, a lot of celebrations. This show is at our 50th show, which I've said ad nauseum. I'm sorry for that. Time for a little bit of self-promotion, but this is kind of exciting. I have a long-running podcast called Bunch of Dorks. It's like this show, but a little bit more risque. It has the explicit tag. And I'm not too explicit, but you know what I'm saying. And the music is way more explicit, and so is the trailers. But not this weekend, but next weekend, we're hitting our 300th show. I've been doing that show since the year 2005. 10 years, everyone. Wow, that's a lot of time to be wallowing in obscurity. And I also have a show called Slow Robot A Go-Go, in which we talk about B through Z grade movies. So, if you like this show and you dig my style, go on over to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find the three buttons. The top one is the Slow Robot A Go-Go. Middle one isn't my podcast, but they're friends of mine. They talk about comic books. If that interests you, click that button. And in the bottom one is 300 shows of insanity. And the first ones, let me tell you, I learned a lot of harsh lessons in front of the microphone, getting drunk and talking stupid, talking about coworkers, being a general idiot. I've matured slightly over these years. Not a lot, but slightly. I've learned what to be a bit more guarded about and what not to be more guarded about. And if that wasn't enough to wet your whistle, you can also, me and a friend of mine, Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown, have started up a creature feature. You remember those from the 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I guess? I don't know. Well, we're reviving it. So if you go to YouTube, we have our own channel. Just search out Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. Lots of very fun stuff, and I'm adding more. We try to add more each week. Coming up is we're going to finally do our very first feature-length movie. We've been doing some of those old educational films from the 30s and 40s and General Mayhem here and there. I have a disco song in which Darth Vader dances with Ultraman to the lights. You might like that. It's very touching. So yes, those are all things that you can check out if you're stuck. Maybe you're stuck in a cube farm and you're just trying to kill the hours. Go there. Lots of hours to kill there. All right, let's try and sneak in one more song before the break.
You're with us, Ron. What do you think? It's terrible. She has beautiful eyes and her hair smells like cinnamon. Loud noises!
You just can't go around killing people.
Why?
Time is running out for the people of the Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane, where madness is the norm. Filmed in horoscope, see thrilling scenes in 3D. Three-dimensional terror jumps off the screen and into your lap. Obtain your free 3D blood shield glasses upon entering the theater. Rated GP, but not recommended for impressionable children. Asylum of the Insane, produced in Hollywood by maniacs.
Yes, in 3D, the Asylum of the Insane. Wow. Before that, I played Mystery Machine with Mama's Boy. Yes. Mama's Boy, and then I'm starting to pepper in a lot more of the old crazy trailers from old crazy movies. Because I love them so much. They are a huge part of my life. I watch so many bad movies, you would not believe it. Maybe you'd believe it if you follow my other shows. Anyway, I also wanted to say, make sure you run out and get the Radio St. Pete app. It will become more and more important in future endeavors that you have us on the go for all kinds of crazy prizes and upcoming events and things you want to... You're like, oh my god, I can't move away from Radio St. Pete. Now you don't have to. Go to your app store, download it, and then you can take us on the go. And even when you go, if you know what I'm saying... Take us to the bathroom, I guess is what I'm trying to say in a polite term, a polite way. Hey, it's show 50. You'd think I'd be a little bit smoother with this, wouldn't you? But, sorry. I must be insane. Boy, I will tell you, this week is a big storm hit nor'eastern, hit all the parts of northern North America. You know, like Boston, New York, Pennsylvania. I'm here. I'm reading on Facebook from all of my... people that I know from back home. I used to live in a little town outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania, and you know, they were really bracing for this massive storm, and some areas got storms and snow, and I know the area that I used to live in didn't get much. It's a tough existence in the snow areas like that. I know my sister lives in Alaska, which I can't fathom, being in sunny Florida since 93. I've been down here for that long, and I'll tell you, it's I can't even fathom the cold weather anymore. It's been real up and down this year, and I think I feel that more now because I've been battling numerous colds, and I'm not too sure what that's about. It kind of has me a little worried, but I'm pulling out of this last one, and you know, all the usual blah 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 is clearing up in my lungs and nose and runny nose and stuff. Can't complain about Florida. I have a nice little roadster, a little Honda convertible that I just adore driving around in the winter. Boy, in the winter here, it's rare that it's cold enough that I can't put the top down. Summer, different story. It's almost the exact opposite of the rest of the world. In the summer, I might as well put a hard top on it because, wow. It's too hot, and I should bear it a little bit more, but when you come out and the sun is roasting you, I'm just like, no thanks. Boy, but then it's so much fun. I really enjoy the open air cars like that. You know, I've been in the market for a hot rod. I've been saving up, I'm squirreling away my money. I'm hoping to get some kind of a old 32 Ford or some kind of roadster like that, you know, but I'm going to make sure it doesn't have a top because, man, I love open-air cars. I used to ride motorcycle, but down here it scares me a little bit too much. It's very congested, and a lot of people don't know where they're going. So, that's the way it goes. You know, you never know. I've also been eyeing up a couple custom kit cars. Those are a rough bunch, but you never know what you're going to get. All right, let's play some music. You didn't come here to talk about car talk, did you? Maybe you did. Or weather talk? I don't know. I'm just rambling. It's free form. My brain is just leaking ideas and things to say. Let's leak some music. That's always much better for everyone involved, right? Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, here it is.
Sarcasm is anger's ugly cousin. From now on, unacceptable.
Since the dawn of time, man has turned his eyes skyward and pondered the solitude of his existence. unaware that sinister, otherworldly beings walk among him.
Five, four, three, two, one.
We'll be right back.
Ah, wonderful. That was The Ghastly Ones from their 2006 CD Target Draculon. I played intro, Target Draculon, Without Warning, Blood Countess, Sees All, and then Grave Dig Her. Love those guys. Figured that would be the perfect way to end this celebratory celebration. This would be the perfect way to end this celebration of the 50th show here at the Indie Circuit, the Radio St. Pete exclusive. I will try to curb my enthusiasm until the big 100. Hopefully you're here with me every step of the way, every week, every Sunday, 10 p.m. You're like, oh my God, I got to get to Radio St. Pete. Mao is there. But there's also, my shows have been starting to get uploaded to the archive, so if you do miss them on occasion, I forgive you. It's all right, you know. Just go click the archive button and then dig around, and you'll be like, ah, there's Mal. There's my friend who keeps me entertained with music and news. Not news. Don't ever listen to me for any news or sports or opinion or weather or anything. You know, just come here. Come for the music, stay for the shenanigans. Yeah. If you are in a band or would like to get be part of my independent stable, just shoot me a line at zenbone@hotmail.com and let me know. If you're in a band, I'll play you. I have been shaking some trees. I got a couple of people lined up that I'm hoping say yes, and I'm hoping we can get some all different kinds of music here, because I love to keep bringing you fresh, new, crazy stuff. I've been talking to one from Japan called the Stompin' Riff Raff. Stompin' Riff Raffs, and they are out there. And I would really love to get their music for you. And if they say yes, it's on! So that's going to be it for this week. I will thank you all very much for allowing me to share this journey with you week in and week out. I'm very proud to have 50 shows for the Radio St. Pete crowd. And I can't wait to get the next 50 under my belt. And I will see you all next week. My name's Mal, and this has been Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete.